what we've observed over last year in particular is that gold exports have gone up significantly, if you look at the data. And that partly accounts for the trade balance improvement that we've been talking about. The balance of payments for last year turned surplus after several years. And if you look at the first 3 months of this year, the trade balance is still in surplus, largely driven by gold. And we think that all these increased monitoring and the system, all these are yielding dividends. So I think we should put it in the context. It's not as though the situation is that bad. It's about how to make it better. But already we are seeing a lot of improvement from last year.
There is a system that we've put in place, you know, to monitor the production and export of gold. Bank of Ghana, in collaboration with GCNet, has developed a system which makes it mandatory for every exporter of gold to go through a system that has been designed and is being implemented. And with this system, an exporter has to generate a letter of commitment indicating the commitment to export gold. And then Bank of Ghana has been connected to the system. It's a database system. So the moment an exporter prepares an LOC, Bank of Ghana, in our offices, we are able to assess the information on companies that are exporting the gold. And even before the gold is exported, commercial banks or DMBs also come in to give authorization before the gold is exported out of the country. So yes, we have a system in place to enable Bank of Ghana to monitor and to collaborate, I mean, the quantum of gold being exported out of the country.
Is it the mandate of Bank of Ghana to ensure that the percentages of the gold, the receipt that need to be surrendered, is complied with?
According to the Foreign Exchange Act, Section 15, what is this is that exporters, not only gold, I mean, they are mandated by the law to repatriate proceeds, I mean, through the banking system to Ghana. And because we earn foreign exchange and Bank of Ghana manages the foreign exchange of the country, I think it is in our own interest to monitor, to ensure that proceeds from the export of gold are repatriated into the country. And so we have a keen interest there to ensure that. So that's exactly what we are doing.
So if a company failed to honor or to go by the terms, for instance, what have been noted in the report, that they need to surrender 100% of their proceeds, and if they have not done so, what do you do to that company?
The act that I just stated also stipulates that failure on the part of any exporter to repatriate proceeds through the banking system, that company is liable to a number of sanctions, one to a fine of 5,000 penalty units or a term of imprisonment not exceeding 10 years or both. So that is what the act says, and then we have to enforce that law.